Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:07 Monday
Happy
morning.
Monday.
Thank you so much, Morgan. It's a great day. It's just beautiful outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation.
The Cocos?
Got to get away. Well, no, it's by Vacation, the actual vacation we have coming up. It's so funny because I can tell Nicole's into Vacation too, because I'm like, oh, Vacation's an actual sponsor.
Huh. Well, I just thought because I actually had a lot of listeners over the weekend DMing me or commenting on random posts on my Instagram asking when you guys were on vacation.
Oh, they have people plan their own vacations around ours. That's helpful.
They
sure.
do. So I thought it would be important to
Well, just around
that.
The corner for us, so make sure you got the Odyssey app. Odyssey.
I'm looking for the vacation.
Oh, there you go.
I'm looking for the vacation
Odyssey.
Part.
Odyssey.
My God.
Wait, play the song. You found it.
Well, yeah, but I'm just looking for the part that, you know.
Vacation. Keep that. Just put that in your pocket. We're going to need that.
You got it.
Anyway, if you want to catch a full podcast.
Man, I'm all pumped now. All right. I'm 1 foot out the door now. Good job, Nicole.
You're welcome. Just to start the Monday off, you know.
Vacation got to get away. Vacation. What does that last line say?
Vacations weren't meant to be spent alone. Is that it?
Meant to be spent alone. Okay, maybe. Yeah,
I don't know.
That sounds right.
I don't know. I don't. That's not. I love them. That's not one that
right.
I listen to as regularly as the others. But I do
all
like
I ever
that song.
Wanted had to get away. Meant to be spent alone.
Oh,
meant to
was
be.
Meant to. Okay. Got it.
Meant to be spent alone. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, so good. Good song. Go Go's. Did you watch any golf over the weekend, Ben?
I did not. No. In fact, now that you say it, I realize, oh, yeah, that event, yet another sporting event that wasn't a sporting event, but an event. Are you talking about the Tom Brady thing?
No.
Maybe that wasn't this weekend then.
Oh, I don't know when that. I thought that was in July, actually.
Okay.
But there was golf this weekend. It's something called the Memorial Tournament. It's a PGA tournament.
Okay, sure. Well, there's a lot of golf in the summer.
Sure.
I'm watching basketball right now, though. But go on.
It's great nap time TV. You know, you put on the game.
Well,
sure. if you were trying to catch a nap over the weekend, and you put on golf, and they calmly tell you.
I watched what you're talking about.
Oh, you saw that? Did you catch this live?
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
It's really sad. I felt so bad for the guy. So John Rahm is in the lead. It's killing
this guy.
It.
This is that guy. Who you're showing me?
There he is. And his, what are those? Are those marijuana leaf things.
I'm
I don't
guess
know.
No,
it looks like starfish. I think, or go, maybe like a palm tree.
I'm gonna go pot leaves
or a palm.
No,
tree.
All right, fine. We'll go palm trees. Yeah, Jesus, sure. Can we have a little fun here?
Does it matter?
Not really. So he's out there on the course and he's killing it, Vin. He's winning the tournament.
Kill it.
He was leading by 6 strokes.
Okay.
And then a guy walked out to him and whispered something in his ear. And he doubled over and was wiping his eyes.
Yeah, that's the part. I'm like, why is he crying? Why is he crying?
And Jim Nance, I think, was the announcer, and he didn't know either. He's like, I'm not sure what's happening here. It's a mystery. He's obviously been given some bad news. And he's walking out. He's being escorted out. And he even turns and, like, pushes the camera, like, stop following me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be on me. So we have actual audio of, they say, a closer-up camera was able to catch a little audio. So we have a little audio of this.
Oh, wait, not again.
I've confirmed it through the PGA Tour that John Rahm has tested positive for COVID-19.
That means he will have to withdraw from the tournament.
So he doubles over. But he said...
Coco, get your mic.
Thank you. It's not on. It's just potted up. Sorry.
He said, oh, no, not again.
Oh, what?
That's the quote. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, is this a second round with this? This is crazy. And the other thing is nobody went, here's your mask. They let him. They had masks on because he has COVID.
Right.
And they led him off. And he's breathing out into the air. He's walking through a crowd of people. I thought, well, someone should have maybe handed him a mask. But,
well,
he was informed of his positive test in the middle of the tournament on live TV. Heartbreaking moment, really. I mean,
yeah, that sucks. I don't know who this person is, really. I'm not even familiar with him by name, much less what his, you know,
political yeah, I don't follow
affiliation
golf
or the way he's enough. Managed himself over the last year. To have caught it twice seems like he may be someone who's decided this thing's a hoax and he doesn't wear a mask and he's not trying at all to stay
right.
clear of it.
Well, I wondered, too, if the oh no not again means like, was there another tournament that was called in the middle? Or maybe it wasn't that he had. I don't know. I'm sure more information will come out. I also do not follow golf. I can, you know, there are certain names that you would recognize, but John Rahm isn't for me. One of them.
I guess your initial reaction to what he said is that he's gotten it twice. But
right.
you're sure there's other
could be anything really, right?
Right.
You're not ruining my day again.
The story I did of that woman who snuck onto the campus, her kid's campus, some people wrote in via text and said, that woman is an anti-masker as well. And maybe she's doing, this is some, initially was planned to be some statement about that. And then when all the negative publicity came her way, she changed her song. We still don't know.
Right.
We'll never probably know. But there's plenty of people out there who've this. In fact, you know some of them very well
I
who've
do.
Said,
right.
We don't believe in this. This isn't
right.
real.
And we're not going to get the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just don't. We don't agree. Mm-hmm. Just what a bungled thing this has been from the beginning.
Right.
Anyway.
I read that these players don't have to get tested if they were fully vaccinated.
Oh, is that so?
But they have no, they don't have any updates as far as whether or not he...
Well, they tested him, and right, so he must not have been vaccinated.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy. Huh. And there he is, no mask, leading him out. So this guy's name is John Rahm. They say here Spanish golfer. I'm not sure if that means he's from Spain and was just here for this, the Memorial Tournament. Anyway... sorry about it, John Rahm. It's terrible, especially because he was leading the pack. He was
yeah,
6 strokes
from Spain.
Ahead. Oh, huh. All right. Yeah, I don't know anything about him. Mm. Where was this tournament being held? Somewhere in Merca?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where, but that for sure would be.
I think it was.
All right, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of news here.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what this means.
All right.
J-Lo.
Yes.
Whose children go to school in Miami. Mm-hmm. She's got a couple kids with Mark Anthony. And it seems like she's based there. She was on a mission on Friday. She visited a school in the LA area. Visited a school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ben Affleck lives in LA.
Mm-hmm.
What could this mean? What do you think? What do you take from this?
You know, it's clear what that means. Any parent has to do a ton of extra groundwork before they make a decision to do something, do anything really. So this is her doing that footwork to decide what help her decide whether or not she can make a move. I think that, you know, if the school she wants her kids in says, we can't take any more kids, sorry. Mm-hmm. We're already booked up for the school year. Now she's got a problem.
Right.
And whether that means she has to slide them an extra $100.
An extra wing.
Right. $100 or
the J-Lo Memorial Auditorium.
Right. I don't know how much that costs. But anyway, my point is, that's her doing that legwork. Look, it's trippy that she was just about to marry Alex Rodriguez. And now she's completely gotten on down the road with Ben Affleck. And it
rebound?
Says a couple things.
One,
she knows how to recover from a broken heart. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Get over someone by getting under someone.
Right. Two, you know, all these people out there in the world who go, well, it's not possible. Yeah, it's possible. There's a million other people on this planet. It's real easy to get on down the road and find somebody else. Look at J-Lo.
Yeah. I like looking at J-Lo. Good looking mm-hmm. lady. She was tooling around. She had her trusty notepad under her arm, all filled up with words. It's crazy. She's making notes. Spent time with Ben in the morning on the west side of L.A., and then she went and checked out the school. The rumor is that because they've been having to crisscross the country to see each other, he keeps going to Miami to be with her, and she keeps going to L.A. to be with him, and they rent places. Didn't they rent some place in Miami for like $300,000 a month just to have a love shack?
Mm-hmm. I think you reported that.
Yeah.
So they are not hiding their relationship. They've been out and about, arm in arm, arm on waist, arms around each other. They're saying that people think, because there was a picture of her recently sitting down to lunch with Mark Anthony, who I guess maybe also lives in Miami. I'm not sure if they're all just sort of in the same area, but they say that meeting was probably about, what if I move to LA? I want to put the kids in school there. Is that going to be okay with you? You know, you got to work it out. He's always going to be their dad.
Yep. Well, he could put a stop to it, I believe. I think one parent says, you're not moving. You're not moving.
Right. Or you might be moving, but the kids aren't moving.
Right.
So now she'd have to crisscross to see the kids. They're very much jet setters, all of them. So it looks like it worked out because she's touring schools. Congratulations, Bennifer. You're back. I hope it works out. We have a Dewey of the Day.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Hey. It's a good one, too. I really wish more bad stuff would happen to this couple. Mm. Jeff Lowe and his wife Lauren, they were both arrested for DUI. So, and just last month they had all those tigers seized from them.
Yeah, explain who that is.
So Tiger King, it was a show at the mm-hmm. beginning of the pandemic, and toward the end of this docu-series, this guy Jeff Lowe, who's such a tool, sort of swoops in like, I'm going to save this place. Me right. and my wife and our super hot nanny that's kind of on the other side of, she's between me and my wife. Like that family, he's just icky. Like that guy is sleazy. Like it just comes off of him.
The whole show is sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on it is sleazy.
But he, in my opinion, that dude's the king of the sleaze. Like, there's some crazy stuff going on with Joe Exotic. Crazy. And a lot of the people on that show. But that Jeff, I just get the whole vibe that he's that guy. He's all
the
wrong.
The whole thing, man. Feeding rotten meat to animals and stealing
leftover
the cubs.
Costco stuff. Oh, my God.
Photo ops. The whole thing is
and
so
the
despicable.
Inbreeding. There's a picture in this story where, and look, I know what tigers look like. I've seen tigers. They have beautiful, regal animals. The tigers these guys were breeding were coming from the descendants of one tiger. It's all the same. They're all related to each other. They breed that one with its own sister. These are inbred tigers. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of this white tiger in the front seat of Jeep. Look at this thing. The thing is cross-eyed. It's like, ugh. I'm sorry. That is like a total Jeep-eyed monstrosity. Like, someone needed to get these tigers away from them years ago.
Yeah.
And now finally they, look at that cross-eyed, that poor kitty. Oh, well, and then there's Jeff Lowe's sleazy sneer in the background. Yeah, hey, how you doing?
I'm the guy with the tiger. I believe he's in a Ferrari, is he not?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a Ferrari.
I believe he's in a Ferrari.
Oh, with his stupid tiger. No offense, tiger. I mean, it's not your fault. Anyway, they had dozens of animals seized from their private zoo last month. And it looks like on Saturday he was leaving. He was like changing lanes or something. Oh, they're leaving a parking lot and he jumps a curb and then she jumps out of the car and they switch places and she drives off. So the cops saw them both driving. So they both got popped. It was both of them were drunk. So then the car drives off and then the car gets pulled over and then they were both arrested. So they were booked in Oklahoma. They're still in custody as of this TMZ story. Or I'm sorry, this is Yahoo Entertainment, my bad. It's been a challenging few months for these guys. Oh, the poor deers. I know. So they haven't addressed it publicly, but it's, boy, I just wish more bad things would happen to them, frankly. Yuck.
Yeah, they're scumbags. The whole... Yeah. Group of them.
Just gussy.
Yep.
There's box office action. People are going to the movies.
What?
You heard me. Last week, we heard that A Quiet Place 2, I want to say it had made something like $75 million or something, like a decent box office take. This week, though, it fell to second place.
The movie overtake it?
No, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It overtook it.
Oh, okay.
Which you could see for free if you had HBO.
Yeah, I can't see it because apparently scary movies that have the devil in them are something Christina can't watch. Oh, The Devil. No, I can't watch that. I'm like...
The devil's right in the title.
What? What does that have to do? It's a scary movie. Just... Okay, fine.
So the
put on
box
the pink
office.
She watched the pink special, and I loved.
Oh God, so good. Oh.
Okay.
The box office is once again competitive. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. They say a much better than expected $24 million, which sounds like nothing compared to how the box office used to be. But it's great news. In this,
yeah, absolutely.
Semi post pandemic, it did. They say it was even more impressive considering you could get it for no extra charge on HBO Max if you have that service. And actually, HBO Max just released, it's not much less, but it is less. It's an ad-supported version that you can get for $9.99 a month. It's currently $14.99 a month for the service with no ads. And that's where Friends is and all these Warner movies. And they've just, looks like they've rolled this out as of last week. You can get it for $9.99 a month. So maybe that $5 is the thing that makes you go, I got to get that.
Mm-hmm. I know that over the weekend, the missus looked up the movie Spirit, which is a horse movie.
Sounds
and
great.
She goes, oh, we can rent the whole theater for $150.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, they're still doing that, huh?
They should keep doing that. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's neat. We didn't do it, but it's neat.
The third Quiet Place movie, by the way, the second one just hit theaters. They've got a release date for it already. Quiet Place 3, or whatever its title is going to be released in 2023. It is not going to be written and directed by John Krasinski, though. Jeff Nichols is going to write it and direct it. And it is, in fact, based on The Quiet Place that we have all come to know and love. Looks like he's one of the producers. John Krasinski is. Jeff Nichols is going to write and direct a third installment in the franchise. So I don't know if it'll also star Emily Blunt again, but...
Well, maybe she didn't live.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know her status.
We certainly do not. No spoilers here. None of us have seen it. So if you love A Quiet Place, looks like a third one is on the way, which is great. And quickly, I'll end with this. The Matrix 4 has added Christina Ricci in a secret role. Matrix 4 is in the works, and there are a lot of big names. Obviously, Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss is coming back, Jada Pinkett Smith, Daniel Bernhardt.
Is Lawrence Fishburne in it?
I don't see his name here.
Maybe he didn't. I don't remember. I would have to rewatch all the Matrix movies in order to go see the fourth one.
Right. I agree. I didn't understand them when I the first one I did. I do remember liking it. But by the time I had watched, I watched them with John, and I was just like, I don't even understand what's going on. Just, I'm glad you liked it. I don't understand it. Neil Patrick Harris, Priyanka Chopra. There are a lot of names here. It looks, I don't have an official description or an official title. It's going to be out December 22nd of this year, HBO Max and theaters simultaneously. And it's The Matrix 4. Christina Ricci's just been added. So there's something to look forward to around Christmas time. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
The wedding season tsunami headed your way. Get ready. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.